Dirty hoes like Scotty. Okay, listen, we don't miss them. This the mission, don't be acting distant. Shopping for my line on the eBay. She had Caroline, no we meet name. Strawberry lips, eat it with the cheesecake.
Welcome back to the Ties Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. We are on episode 4. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Grayson Celine, co-hosting with my good friend, Fortunate. Fortunate, say hello to the people.
Hola, ¿cómo estás? Yeah, I'm just glad to be here right now.
Good thing those Spanish lessons didn't pan out, bro. So, I don't think that was working out. Who do we have with us today as a special guest?
Wonderful Dante.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my gosh.
Here.
Dante, say what up. Give him a quick little introduction, and then we'll dive a little bit further into your musical upbringing, if you will.
Yeah, no problem. All right, so boom, check this out. So I go by the name of DZH, aka Dante's Ron Henry. That's pretty much where you can find me anywhere. My artist name is DZH. I'm 21 years old. I'm from New Jersey. I've been rapping for about 10, 11 years now. Like, I've been rapping as long as possible. I've dropped 9 mixtapes. I killed the rest of them. So you can only find, there's only so many that you can find on the internet now. So if you find the old ones, good luck. But if you don't, there's a reason for that.
It's on some band camp somewhere
on the LOL. But yeah, nah. I just been rapping for a minute, and everyone tells me I got potential, so I'm just using it.
Heck yeah.
I feel that. Hey, bro. So, in terms of like, you know, music in general, like, how'd you start?
How'd I start? So, when I was in fifth grade, my mom, we lived in this really bad side of New Jersey. It was in like East Orange, New Jersey. It was like Macron, just that and third. And like, I started right in there, but I didn't take it too seriously. She got us out the hood and moved us to this like predominantly Caucasian neighborhood. Yeah. So I was like, all right, like. Cool, I guess. Like, that first day of school, I was like, yeah, nah, this is type of weird. Like, I need to move back. So I was like, maybe a month in, I was like, oh, these shawties is kind of cute. And then I started writing about this female, and I was like, oh, yeah, she's so I trashed that rap, and I started rapping more. I started rapping more, really studying. Seventh grade, I started writing more. Eighth grade, I was like, all right, I think I'm ready to release a tape. So, matter of fact, flashback even further to seventh grade, and there was this one shorty who, like, I forgot her name, but she was mad cute, and I was going to ask her out, but she was like, oh, nah, this time the third, nah, I don't see us like that, yada, yada, yada. Like, I was, like, really maxing, like, OD, like, my heart. So eighth grade rolls around, and I'm asking her again, yada, yada, yada. And they was like, yo, what you about to do? So they was like, yo, so what you about to do? What she keeps saying? I was like, yo, you feel me? I'm a rap. Yo, whole crowd was bugging. Everybody was bugging in that one spot. Like, it was mad funny. So I go home, I'm looking at my piece of paper like, bro, this is trash. I don't have no idea what to write. And I started writing, and I was like, oh, this is kind of hard. And I was like, Okay. So next day come around.
Wait, were you just straight writing, no beat? Like, just straight from the heart?
Yeah, no, this is acapella. This is just acapella. This is straight from the heart. I didn't have no beat. What am I rapping on at eighth grade about a female? Like,
I was going to say, were you put on tight beats? It's eighth grade Dante, yo. Free J. Cole soul type beat.
But like, fast forward the next day, I ask her out through song. Yo, I need that video, because that video was legendary. She said no. I was like, oh, She said no. So I was like, oh, damn, it's crazy. So kept writing. Asked out another girl with that same year. She also said no. And then started taking, and I was getting killed. Ninth grade, high school, started really taking it seriously, put the pen to the pad, kept pushing, released like a mixtape here and there, passing out CDs in the hallway. I think sophomore year, at least, I heard SoundCloud, and then from there, it was just like, yeah, nah, we're just putting stuff out. I met a lot of internet homies, like a lot. Most of my friends who I know today, like, are internet homies. Like, one of my best friends was like 13 when I met him, and I was a sophomore in high school. And his name is Davion. Shout out Davion if he's listening. But he was like the very first producer who believed in me. He was all the way from Spartanburg, South Carolina. And he was like, yo, you know, I really mess with your sound, this, that, and the third. So me, 13 years, like, a high schooler, I'm over here like, yeah, you know what? You know, you should mess with the sound, bro. I've been doing that. I'm over here like, bro, like, this is my first interaction with a producer. So he's sending me beats back and forth. I'm sending him demos. Our like, worth ethic is, like, mad strong. Like, I'm talking, like, I put out two tapes that year of 2015, 2016. And then I put out a collective tape with him. So I was like, just pushing out music. I was putting up my shit for pre-order. I was putting up my shit for, like, other stuff. Then I realized I had to take it down because I was like, I'm definitely going to get copyrighted for this. So I had to take some stuff back. Yeah, nah, it was a lot because, like, he had sampled, like Erykah Badu. And I was sampling stuff from, like, from other artists, underground artists, kind of supported. And their shit was already up. So I was like, yeah, I can't, like, if this stays up too long, it's like, bro, like, no. Nah. So fast forward, junior year, I kind of just, like, backed off. That year was trash. Senior year was really releasing more stuff. College was where, like, really just quote unquote took off for me, because I was like, oh, I got my artist name. Freshman year of college, I released a song per month. So that might have been a good idea and a really bad idea, because it was a good idea, like, oh, I got my name out there, this, that, and the third. But it was a bad idea because some of them songs I'm looking back on, I'm like, bro, why did I even think that some of these songs was good? Like, some of these songs was, like, literal, like, cheeks. And, like, that year, I didn't even, like, I look back on my discography, like, as far as, like, singles. That year, I literally released one good song that is still available to this day. Like, I would, like, if I could go back and slap myself, be like, bro, this is not it. Like, this is terrible. Mm. So that was 2018. 2019 started really, like, modifying, like, okay, this is good, this doesn't sound good. This sounds good, this does not need to come out. Released a couple singles, released my first, or not first project, but released a better project called Under This Hoodie. Had a couple features on there, and everyone was like, yo, this is hard. Stand the third, yeah. I'm like, oh, snap, I got fans. Like, okay, cool. And then October, I released, like, a triple single of just, like, demos. I didn't know what to do with them, so I just was, like, here, I guess. So, and people were like, you know, that's a pretty good project, too. Dropped a couple singles, chilled. Going into this year, January 31st, I put out my second quote-unquote retail effort project called Yaya. And people was like... Yeah, people was like, oh, snap, like, yo, this is your project, like, unapologetically your best project. Like, I'm over here like, oh, snap. Had a couple features here and there. I did most of the production on there myself. And I was just like, yeah, no, this is it. I am currently working on three projects at once. One project just got all the verses done, so I'll send it back to Levi. If you know, you know. I'm working on an R&B record because this one shorty just kind of just shot right through my heart. So, and then I'm working on this, like, this little mini EP project that I got with another producer, and I'm trying to figure out what we're gonna do with that. But other than that, yeah, that's how it's been. For, like, I think the past like 4.5-ish years has really just been killer.
Now, Dante, did you like So in terms of, like, connecting with, like, different people and whatnot, like, so, you know, you have a connection with, I'm guessing, you know, with Levi and whatnot. But, like, what was your main way of connecting in terms of, you know, just you coming up?
Definitely one thing that I learned pretty quickly was that Instagram was a thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about y'all, but, like, the way that me and Davion connected, because that's always going to be my day one. Like, he reached out to me through, like, I don't know if anyone even knows or still uses this, but he reached out to me through, like, SoundCloud message. And I was like, what in the hell is this? So I opened up the message, and I'm like, all right, this is kind of hard. Immediately, we clicked. Then I started using Instagram more often. People were hitting me up. I was hitting them up, like, yo, y'all got beats, this, that, and the third. Like, I found Levi, like, a while ago, and I just followed him. And then now, like, we're pretty much homies. I met people through through shows. I met people through other people, like with one producer, Young Prophet. I met him back at a show in 2017, 2016, around that time. And he was a fan. And then he was like, yo, I'm really big. He fell in love, but he heard one record that I put out. And then next year he was mixing for me. And then to this year we got music together. So it was just kind of, everything was just gradually just moving fast. So honestly, it just came through like Instagram and Twitter. Definitely Instagram and Twitter.
Instagram and Twitter. In terms of like, you know, with y'all, you know, you just connecting through there. How trying to stay in contact with them in terms of, did you have some people that like you fell out with in terms of like, you know, after you connected?
Honestly, not really. Like, everyone who I've like rapped with, everyone who I've collaborated with, everyone who I've like spit with, I think the only couple fallouts I've had was that one artist didn't pay me for a feature, and I'm still waiting on it to this day, but I don't bother hitting him up because I know I'm not going to get it. And another guy, like, he had, put, like, the dude literally had potential, but he just fell into that, he was a white dude. He was like, yo, I think I'm black. I was raised in a black neighborhood, and I have to sit in, like, long story short, we didn't fall out, but it was just, like, he half-assed the verse on my... Yeah. On my seventh mixtape, and I was like, yeah, I don't need that. So as far as like falling out with people other than them two, not really. Like, everyone I'm still close with, like the Davion and I are still, we may not text each other that much, we may not have as much records as we did before, but we definitely still talk. Me and Young Prophet really got records. A couple other producers who I'm very much close with, we always got mad stuff in the tuck.
Yeah.
Even like, I want to say like last October, I started like really meeting more different people because I found out that I'm not the only rapper in New Jersey. So it was that even, just that alone just shows you, okay, like that's dangerous.
How did the, sorry to interrupt, but I thought Denisha was on. How did the Caleb feature come about?
So the Caleb Mitchell feature, I've been following Caleb for like a minute. Like, I want to say pre-Caleb solo career. Like, I followed Caleb, like, a while back. So, started following his music, just on the third, yada, yada, yada. I reached out to him a while ago about a feature. I was like, oh, you know, how much are you doing features for? This man was like, yo, I'm doing features for, like, $375. And I was 16 years old. And I was like, okay, I'm definitely poor, so no. So, waited like mad years, and I hit him up. I didn't think, and I knew, like, I told the producer of that beat, I was like, yo, I'm getting Caleb on this record. And he's like, all right, bet. Hit up Caleb, and he's like, oh, yeah, yeah, I got it. I was like, all right, bet. He was like, yeah, send the cash out. I was like, all right, bet. Send the cash out. Wait like a week and a half, maybe like 2 weeks. He sends his vocals back, bet. I was like, bro, I sent this to my producer. I was like, bro, Caleb went off.
Yeah,
so Caleb and I kind of developed a sort of mutual-ish relationship because I saw him in person on tour, I think, that very same year. And then, like, we kind of just, like, I don't want to say grew, but, yeah, it was there's definitely a relationship between us. It's like, yeah, like, mutual friends, like, mutual artist friends. Like, I know you, you know me. So I asked him for another one, another feature, and that was in January. That was on Yaya. That record's called Revenge. And he spazzed, and... Yeah, that's that. I actually need him for another feature, but he actually needs to sing instead of rap, so.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's for the R&B record.
See. So, crazy. What do you think one of your, like, do you have, like, a pet peeve when it comes to working with people? Or what do you want, like, something that just gets to you?
There's one thing that gets to me, like, when it comes to working with people. I got a couple, but, like, the biggest one, it's probably, like, because I just had this to me, like, a couple of, like, because recently in April, like, I didn't touch music at all. Well, not touch music. I didn't release anything. But, like, everybody was like, yo, I got a feature with DZH. And I'm like, oh, all right. Well, there was like four features with my name on it that I was attached that I had no idea about until like end of February.
What?
So I was like, oh, okay. Everyone was like, yo, new feature. I was like, okay, cool. So I was like, hey, yo, send me the record before you release it. Hear the record, and I'm like, okay, I guess I'm satisfied with how my voice sounds. Okay, hear the record again. Okay, this is not how my voice wanted to sound, but if you wanted to go with that album, you can do that. So if it's one thing that I kind of like don't like, it's like, yo, like, let me hear the record before you just go out and release it, because
yeah.
A name is attached, and the last thing I need people doing is going through my Discog and being like, yo, what the hell is this?
Yo, I'm so glad I sent Dante that the feature we got from him. I was like, yo, check. And sure enough, there was like a couple milliseconds of delay on the way.
Yeah, I was just like, yo, bro, like, I have no, like, if artists feel like, if people who I work with feel like, oh, this is how it needs to go, it's like, all right. Like, if you feel as though I need to sound like my mouth is attached to a laundry machine, and, you know, I got bubbles in my mouth, cool. You know, I'll sound like that. But we both know that's not going to get us no money and no stream and no plays, nothing. So let's do it. Let me, like, do my best here.
Young Prophet on the mix.
I got a question for you. Do you, like, in terms of, like, you know, you doing features and whatnot, do you look at their past discography in terms of, you know, whatever music they released and, like, just their image in general and try to see if, like, you know, if you even want to align yourself with that type of person?
Honestly, I haven't really thought into that because most of the people who I've, like, featured on,
yeah,
like, either A, are close friends, not are close friends, but they're, I know of them, like, we're mutual friends. But for the most part, I haven't really thought into that because, like I said, like, my discography, like, feature list isn't, like, oh, you know, I'm, like, knocking out features. Like, I just did, like, 80 this month. Like, nah, it's more or less, like, nah, I did, like, a couple this month. You know, y'all should holler at me. But other than that, would I look into it in the future? As long as you ain't ass, like, that's really it.
I got a question for you then. You doing a feature with Tekashi?
Straight out of
no. No. All right.
You don't sticky yet?
No.
In the clippy yet?
In the clippy yet?
You wouldn't scream gumbo? What's that song?
Gumbo, yeah.
Sticky yet.
Hey, Tekashi featuring DZH? Come on.
It's got a good ring to it.
It sure does.
Unless you find out, this is Tekashi featuring DZH.
All right, this is a good.
Jack, I did not do it.
This is a
lyrical
good,
content.
This is a good segue into today. So as far as kind of, I think asking these questions didn't align to the topic, but today we're kind of just introducing the topic of building a team / surrounding yourself with people who are aligned with your goals and want to win and see you win, most importantly, see each other win. So talk about what that kind of means to you in your own personal artist journey, DZH, and then we'll kick it off.
So I'm going to start off with a Nipsey Hussle lyric. Rest in peace to him. He said, make sure them niggas around you stick to the script. And I've stuck with that. And that was, I forgot what that record was. That was part of Hustle and Motivate. I've stuck with that record as far as, like, I've stuck with that lyric just because, like, that's, like, influenced me so much. So back to that very first Kayla feature, like, me and the producer were going back and forth, like, yo, because he had an older version of that beat. And I'm like, yo, I want to use the older version. And he's like, nah, use the newer version. And we're just going back and forth. And I was like, you know what? We're going to use the newer version because the last thing I want you to do is release, like, a beat that's not your best work. And I think, and, you know, that does be your best work. So we release it, and everyone's like, yo, that beat is kind of hard. And I'm like, all right. So he was right. So, and it's not only that, but, like, just working with the people in my circle, I want to make sure that we're A, not only are we on the same page, but B, just make sure that everyone is satisfied because it's like, oh, you know, I sent the mix back. It's like, okay, this is hard. But in the back of my head, like, nah, this is not hard. Like, it's another thing of, like, courage. Because, like, I remember, like, when I was younger, I would always be like, yeah, you know, I'm perfectly fine with this. And in the back of my head, I'm like, I don't want to tell you this is not how I wanted it to sound. But at the same time, I don't want to, like take a dump on your parade or anything. So I had to come to terms of, like, yo, it's okay to say, like, yo, that I don't really like this, or I don't really think we should let this fly, or I don't think we should release this, or whatever the case may be.
You know what's so crazy? I think, honestly, I'm going through that now. I mean, obviously, like, I'm like 17 or whatever, and, you know, like, I think I'm trying to, like, shift my mindset into that because of the fact that, first off, it's like, I think it's more so, how do you think you deal with egos? In terms of, like, like artists and just producers, it's really hard to deal with.
Artists have big egos. I said it. Huge egos.
That's very much correct. That is so very much correct. Like, I try and do my best. Like, when artists have egos, because, like, Jersey, there is a lot of artists, like, with crazy, crazy large egos. And I try and do my best. Like, if I see you in person, it's a nice dap. You know, I fuck with you, you fuck with me. We all want to see Jersey win. And I only start with my hometown just because, like, or not hometown. I only start with my state simply because, like, it's a lot of diverse. Like, the music is very, very diverse. Like, if Jersey had to be a station, you run it into at least, like, probably the same radio station you know now. So, when how it comes to dealing with people's ego, it's more or less like, oh, you know, I feel like I'm the best, this, that, and that, yada, yada, yada. And I see you perform, and you got no energy and no hype. It's like, okay, well, that just spoke for itself. Or vice versa. It's like, you perform really well, and then your songs are cheeks. It's like, all right, well, you know, I got no words for that. So it's just, if anything, it's dap, it's friendly.
What about egos that, like, the type of egos I'm talking are, like, as well as, like, the ones that, okay, they mix your vocals and you sound like you're going through a vacuum cleaner. And they're like, nah, bro, but listen, like, this is, like, from God. Like, this is heaven sent. Like, they're like, yo, I had a vision in my mind. This is something different.
Yo.
Like, those type of egos.
Sometimes I need that, but I'm thinking of a very, very specific time because sometimes it's, like, it's necessary, but at the same time, it's definitely not. Like, I need you to do me, like, it's my voice. Like, I don't need, my voice doesn't sound like that on the regular. Like, okay, it's, like, okay, auto-tune, okay. But I don't need my voice to sound like it's distorted, you can barely hear it, it's pitched all the way to the left pan, and, like, it's turned on to the lowest volume. Like, I don't need that. Like, it's my voice. I'm just asking you to mix it. Like, if you're gonna mix it like that, A, I'll learn to do it myself, or B, I will happily get someone else to mix it. So it's just like, for egos like that, it's more or less like you have to work with it. It's very difficult to do at times because they're like, yo, this is the best thing, you know, this, that, and the third. Like, I think that this was, no, it wasn't. Like, oh, I had an idea. Well, yeah, don't kill the idea. Like, keep that idea, but it's just not for this one. So you just gotta, like I said, you just gotta work with it as best as you can. You just gotta, like, calmly and humbly, like, let them know, like, yo, that's not it. Probably shouldn't work with that. But keep it in the tuck. Keep it in the wraps. So, like, it's experiment. It's also what comes with experimenting too. So
I actually wanna get your answer on this because, I kind of, you know, I was having an issue today. Gray doesn't know about this, but I was having an issue today, and tell me if you had the same issue, and tell me, like, you know, how you, I guess, like, you know, overcame this or just told them. Basically, I did this one song for this producer, and he was all like he loves the song and whatnot. And then I told him it wasn't, like, mixed and mastered yet because, you know, Greg would do that for me. Mm-hmm. And I sent it to him and whatever. He's like, oh, bro, you know I mix and master.
Oh,
and
I'm heck, like, nah. Heck nah. He's not touching
like,
it.
I'm like, like, Gray knows my vocals best and everything like that. Yeah. I haven't told him that. I haven't said nothing yet about it. He's just like, yo, send it to this email. I'll mix and master.
You know, man. All right, hold on. Give me a second.
You in a phone interview or something?
Yeah.
Oh, then go back to your phone interview. Tell me when you're finished.
Okay, cool. My bad. Go on. That's cool. Those were moms.
We'll keep that in there to show he's a real human being. He's a real loving guy. Shout out, mom.
He's a fun guy.
Shout out, Mama Z.
He kind of reminds me of Kawhi Leonard a little bit, but with
I was saying the same thing just now. No, but in terms of so back to the producer thing. You know, producers like, hey, yo, I can mix and master it and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I haven't said nothing to him about it yet. Cause I'm like, I don't know what to say, man. These things, like, I let Gray handle sometimes my messages, cause I don't know what to say, you know, like.
No, in real talk though, cause like if he ends up hearing this, Suri and Jacob, bro, you are a guy. You've done a lot for us, dope guy. I'll handle the vocals if you want to do the beat, my guy. It's your beat. Go crazy. You do those stems. Send it back to me mastered, and we'll get everything mixed nicely. But for his vocals, stay in my
or else
bro.
No, but honestly, how I deal with that is like, if anything it's like this. Like, if a producer's like, oh yeah, you know, I mix and I master too, the first thing is like, all right, well, I need you to send me some of your work that you mix and master. Then it's like, okay, is her voice supposed to sound like that? Is her voice supposed to be paying to the like, you have to kind of like have that good ear of okay, like if I were to listen to your work the first time as an artist or as a listener, more or less, is it supposed to sound like this, or do you like have help from somebody else? Because that's another thing you gotta throw in there. It's like, you have help from someone else, and if so, if you're gonna mix and master, I need their help as well. Like, I'm not about to just have you solely focus on my vocals by yourself, so they can be ruined. Then, not only that, it's like, were you lying? Like, people lie about their work. So it's like, and that's trash. So it's like, there's a lot that goes into it. So like, to answer that question, I would just be like, yo, let me see your work that you've mixed and mastered by yourself.
Yeah.
If you think it's like, nah, I don't think I can really do that. Like, good looks though, like, say I appreciate it. But like, if it's like, nah, then it's like, nah, it's okay.
Bro, all those records, like, I was even hearing Alex Toumé get interviewed. Even that record with ZZ, I think. So Kodak, Travis,
and
they all have different mix engineers handling every single one of those vocals. So all those engineers,
how the hell they did that?
Yeah, because the artists all want their sound. They don't want to be handed off to some guy they don't know. So all the engineers, it's their responsibility to talk to each other and then get it sounding the way it needs to sound together, not just individually. So, I mean, it's honestly, you can't hate on it, because artists want their sound, and that's understandable, but producers don't want their beats sounding crazy either. So it's just, it's all about what we're talking about right now. It's just building the right team and removing the ego and just wanting what's best for the music. And sometimes, like, that just means one person sacrificing, and that's just how it goes sometimes. But it's in the interest of the music.
Yeah, it's more or less, and not only that, but it's all in the interest of the sound too. Like, as long as, like, not everyone is satisfied, but like, as long as everyone can just like more or less hear it and come to an agreement, like, okay, this is what the final product is, it's like, okay, I'm okay. Yeah. But if it's like, we gotta go constantly back and forth about a snare that's too loud, or a percussion kick that's like wildly too quiet, or an 808 that's a little too rumbly, or whatever the case may be, or my voice sounds off by a millisecond, or my voice sounds distorted, so on and so forth, and it's like, it's just like, it's making me not want to even put the record out anymore. So it's just like, you just gotta come into a terms of agreement and just be as like open and as honest as possible. And just like, remember that not only words are important, but communication is definitely key. So it's just like, like, turn me down a little bit. Oh, turn me up a little bit. Or I think it'd be hard if, you know, just et cetera, et cetera. So communication is definitely key in that sense too.
I was even working on a Fortunate record a couple of weeks ago, and I co-produced it with Channel and Noah. And I sent it to them in a group chat, and I was like, yo, boys, do what you will with this. Like, I trust you guys. You can take out parts of my beat, you can add stuff, because I trust you guys as creators to give this the best product of a song. So I guess what I'm saying is, when you have the right people around you, it shouldn't be a stressful process. It's like, yo, I know you guys want to see the best product for this as well. Let's come together and have a fresh new taste of what this song could turn out to be like.
Which is exactly correct. That is probably 1,000%. I can definitely agree on that.
100%.
I think I think my issue though is sometimes like I'll forget, be like, yo, how does it sound? You know, or it'll be too late, like, oh, I released it already. How did that sound? They're like, bro, like I kind of wish you didn't do that. I've only had that problem done once, so that's enough. But unfortunately, that record's deleted, and I hope no one finds it. But other than that, like,
so. You ever dealt with someone like in terms of you know, dealing with people when you have your team and whatnot, and then there are some people sometimes like that, you know, may only want to do music for until they get to college or until they get to a certain point, and it's kind of like drop off where you start to see people like lose interest.
Losing interest in music, definitely. Like a friend of mine in North Carolina was actually telling me, like, he was like, you know, listen, I've just been, cause he's a Christian. He's a very strong faced Christian. Probably one of my close friends. He and I did a show in late January. And after the show, we went to go get something to eat. He was just telling me about his, you know, God's plan and what he had him shown for him and all that in the third. And we kind of communicated, like, I want to say like a week afterwards. And he was just telling me like, you know, like, I don't think that music is my calling. It's like third. I think that I should step away from music for now. And I was like, okay, I understand. But as far as like losing faith or like not losing faith, as far as like people like thinking that music is in their interest, I don't really see in my specific friend group, whether it be rappers or producers, I don't see too much of that at all. Like, everyone's got like, yo, I'm gonna do music for the rest of my life. Now, they're granted, it's like, it's not like, okay, I'm gonna release one album and just dip off. Like, it's not like that. It's more or less like, I'm gonna do music, I'm gonna see where it goes. Or I fell in love with it because of X, Y, Z, the 7/3. Sure, it would get bumpy on the road, but they always, like, always find a way to push it through.
Not for you, then.
And I can transition it. I kind of want to move into talking about the process of finding the people to surround yourself with and make a team. But, like, honestly, the patience it takes for that, because
I was just about to ask about patience, too, bro.
For a long time, bro. Like, especially when you first start out. And you're looking at this conversation on your phone, let's say, and someone's charging you money. You don't have anyone really to, like, to critique your music. Your friends are trying not to lie to you, but it's probably pretty bad. And you're trying to figure it out. And you're like, man, when am I ever gonna be in a room, let's say, like, for lack of the right words, like Kanye, where you're around creators and everyone's just bouncing off ideas, and you just want this product, this environment that's like fulfilling, but like. Right now, it's like, man, you're all alone next to your computer, your headphones, a mic, and some speakers.
Yeah.
Like, and that process of getting there, what's that like?
Bro, that process is probably one of the, like, worst things ever. Like, usually, like, sometimes I would be very lazy with my verses. Like, I think the whole 2019, like, people were getting, like, not getting, like, slacked off verses, but you could tell, like, I definitely just, like, I'll be honest with myself, I definitely just recorded this, like, a couple of takes and was like, all right, I'm satisfied. Like, now it's like, all right, I gotta do, like, damn near 20 different takes just to get, like, an ad-lib correct, and I'm perfectly fine with that. But as far as just, like, coming to that mindset, bro, that has to be one of the, not worst feelings, but it's definitely is like an eye-opener, like, wow. It's like, wow, this could really be great. Or you kind of do a conclusion to yourself, like, wow, like, this shit really sucks. Like, this is terrible. Yeah. Why did I even think of it? Because before, like, before the monitors, I had nothing. I used headphones. Before the headphones, I had to think through it. I had to, like, hear myself through a laptop. Before a laptop, I had a really slow-ass computer. Before the mic, I used my Apple headphones, which, by the way, every song that was pre-recorded that you guys will probably never find that has been recorded was recorded on Apple headphones up until November 2018.
Yes, sir.
So that could just show you pretty much how dedicated I was to it. Like, if it had to come out, it had to come out.
We were literally talking about this. I know you heard this, Dante, because you listened to the first podcast, but Fortunate talked about how he was recording on his Xbox mic in the beginning.
Yeah, listen.
Because it's what you got, bro. It's like, people are like, I don't have the resources.
And I'm just like, nah, you have no idea.
For real, man. Like, getting, I was privileged enough to, like, at least start out with a Mac and some headphones, because that, for a producer, is all you need. But, like, I didn't have any speakers in the beginning or anything.
I got you. I know for me, like, I started off with the iPhone 4 and some headphones. And, like, I had to, and, like, if I didn't have a quiet, if I had to record, like, I would have to wait until everyone was out the house for me to record. Or I had to ask everyone, yo, I need you to be quiet. I'm trying to record this, that, and the third. And Miles would be like, all right, no problem. So, like, and in a very small house, like, you're only going to get so much quiet time before someone's either shouting through the room or someone's asking for, where's the plate, or asking, where's the remote? Like, it's only so much you could do. So it's just
I haven't recorded because when I used the Xbox mic, I had to use my mom's laptop. And I had to record, like, outside on the porch. Because my house, like, literally, like, that house, at the time, I was living with my grandma and whatnot. And my grandma, like, throughout the house, we always have music playing, bro. Like, constantly, it never stops. So it was just, like, if you tell them to turn off the music, they're like, what are you doing? Of course, they didn't take me seriously when I'm first starting out music, because obviously I'm just playing around at first, I guess. So I just go outside on the porch and just sit there and record. Sad times.
You just gotta do
what you have to do.
Yes, 1,000% facts. If there was one day I'll never forget, I was in my old crib before I moved again in Madison, New Jersey. And, like, my mom had her friend over, and she was staying in her little sister's room at the time. But she had a child, and that child was just, like, up, like, just screaming. And my mom was, like, I forgot what she was doing. But my mom's room and my room were, like, right next to each other, and there was music coming out of it. And, like, the whole house was just up. So I went to the bathroom, locked the door. The room had way too much reverb, but I just recorded that verse and edited it and, like, mixed the hell out of it. And I was just – and then everyone like, yo, I have to go to the bathroom. Like, what you doing? I'm like, bro, like, I'm just trying to finish this verse, bro. Like, I just need to put this out.
Could you imagine recording in a stinky bathroom after someone's used the door? Bro, that's dedication.
Bro.
What you know about struggle?
Bro. Oh my gosh.
The amount of things I've sacrificed to record a song.
Sounds
oh
like
my
Dante,
gosh.
Why does it sound like you're plugging your nose during this rap? Because I am.
Yeah. Bro, when I was in, it got better. Because, like, when I was in college, or when I went to NJCU, I think the year 2017, 2018, my dorm room building had these little, like, silent rooms where, like, you could, like, lock yourself in and, like, practice. So I was like, I locked myself in for the first time, and I was like screaming. And I was like, yo, could you hear me, bro? Like, I asked my roommate, like, yo, could you hear me? He was like, nah. I was like, all right, bet. I think I must have spent, like, hours on end, like, just from, like, 8 p.m. to, like, 2 a.m. in the morning until I got back to my dorm room, just recording, like, mad demos and records. And people thought I was crazy. It's like, what are you doing? I'm like, rapping. What are you doing? People walk past me with laundry. Yo, what you doing? I'm rapping. You doing laundry, right? Yep. People just walking past me with food, going to the pool table, walking in and out, just looking at me. It's like, yeah, I'm doing it. Like, what's up?
Dante, what you doing? Dante, what you doing, bro? What you doing?
This is when it all comes together. And it's just, if you really want something, you'll go for it. And all these people that make excuses and the, oh, man, no, I'm too tired. Yep. Or I'll do it tomorrow because this is happening today. It's like, no, you don't really want it. You think you do, but you've tricked yourself. Yeah. And you're going to procrastinate your life away, and you're never going to make it in what you want to do, you know? So now here's the issue. That's cool. Like, it's cool that we all have those mindsets. But again, going back to the point, finding people that are as motivated as you is the very hard part. And there's a lot of stumbling blocks along the way where you think people want it as bad as you, then you realize and you gotta burn the bridge quick or they're gonna drag you down as well.
No.
Man. Luckily I haven't had that, but there's definitely been, like, some red flags where it's like, oh, like, you know, I want this, you know, let's work, man, just down to third. It's like, all right, cool. Like, I got some demos, like, send them over my way. And then they'll hear it, and then they'll be like, oh, no, like, I wasn't taking this seriously. Or months later, it'll be like, yeah, I had to step back, this, that, and third. Like, perfect example, I did a feature. I did a hook and a verse for somebody in, like, October.
Sounded like Drake featuring Drake.
I did a hook and a verse for somebody in, like, late October. I forgot when, but I sent it back, and he was like, oh, yeah, you know, like, it's getting finished, this, that, and third. I was like, yeah, just, like, chop up the 808s, and you'll have a record. And I was just going back to that feature like a little while ago. I'm like, yo, I'm kind of getting tired of holding on to this feature. Like, this is kind of getting like annoying. And I'm just like, bro, what? Like, what are you doing? Like, release this. He was like, yeah, man, I'm just like finally getting to it. I'm just like, finally, like, bro, like I recorded this like in like October. Like, what's this? So it's just like finding those people. You really can't tell because everyone's like, yo, I'm dedicated, and you'll see them put the work in. And it's like, I don't want to test you, but at the same time, it's like, I know how much I put my foot down, and I know how much I sacrifice, and I don't know if you're, like, serious about it as I am. Like, perfect example, one of my best friends, I found him through the internet, like, a while ago, and he and I became, like, real close homies over the internet, and, you know, we're still close to this day and all, and he was putting out music, this, that, and third. He did a show with a really big artist in 2016, 2017. And, you know, we were homies and all that. And then up until, like, recently, he just kind of, like, I don't want to say fell off, but he just kind of just stopped putting out music. And I'm like, so are you still rapping or whatever? Or what's up? Like, what are we doing? Luckily, he hit me up not too long ago and was like, yo, I need a feature from you. I was like, okay, knocked it out. So I guess he's still rapping, but my concern is that, like, he's going to be like, oh, nah, I'm going to quit soon. And I see that with, like, a couple other friends. Not too many of them, but just, like, a couple other people.
Maybe he's building up his arsenal, bro. Maybe he's just building up his arsenal.
I hope. I really hope. I don't like artists who just, like, stay in the cut too long without releasing music. Because the last time he released music, might have been, like, a while ago, so. Yeah.
I actually, you know, it's funny. I actually, last year, throughout the whole summer, I think I didn't drop anything until, what, November, right? I didn't start dropping until November again.
Yeah.
After like, summer.
We dropped a tape, and then we went, in, like, ghost. We just stopped working for a while.
In, like, March, we dropped a tape, and then we went ghost. And then literally, after, like, I hadn't made music for, like, 2 months, and then, like, you know, we started, like, building up our arsenal again and whatnot, and because people kept asking me, yo, are you quitting rap? Like, you're done? Like, that's it? And then, like, you know, I get, like, hit up from, like, homies, who, like, other artists or whatever. They're like, dang, bro, so you really done with music? I'm like, no, bro, I'm just, like, I'm like, I have to rejuvenate myself. Yeah, get myself back in that little mindset. So, you know, sometimes they could be doing that. But I think in terms of, you know, spotting those type of people, bro, I think it's really, like, even the people that are doing it, they done it for about a year now, whatever, I still don't think that they'll keep up with it. Like, if they still only have a year, I need to at least see, like, 2 years. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I have to know. Because sometimes that first year, yeah, it's all good. Because, bro, tell me if this isn't real or not. Because it's crazy. Because when you first start out doing music, everybody supports at first. Mm-hmm. After, you know, when you release your first track, you know what I'm saying? You get mad. You get some good views. You know what I'm saying?
It's instant. Love. They want some goodies too, bro. They're trying to hop on with you.
Exactly. And then after that, and you're progressing and you keep going, nah, like it just peels back and then reality sets in.
The perfect example of that, I said it a lyric once. I said, this was like early last year. I said, trust me, I am well aware. Finally dropped some merch at the beginning of the year. Had some people tell me that this was clothing they were aware. I put a price tag on it and the support just disappeared. And I was like,
I think we need a button.
They don't want to hear about that though. They don't want to hear that.
Let me tell you something. I have released t-shirts. Everyone's like, oh, you know, like I'm about to buy a t-shirt, this, that, and the third, yada, yada, yada. Of the 30, like 45 people who told me they wanted to buy a t-shirt, including my oldest sister, only like two or three of them bought a t-shirt. And I was like, wow. All right, so I'll see what it is.
But that right there, bro, those are the moments that you friggin' brush the dirt off your feet and you just keep walking, like you keep moving. Because, like, a lot of people who aren't really like mentally fit for this, that happens to them and that's it. They're drained. That they're like, all right, I can't deal with this. This is just gonna drain me. But yeah, the people that keep going are like, all right, I'm gonna put that on my shoulder. I'm gonna put that in the next verse I spit or the next album I drop. I'm gonna keep make this motivate me. You know,
it builds character.
Huge.
Yeah, character, bro. Not only that, but it's just like, all right, well, this builds character, and it also builds like. It builds memories, so you can just look back and laugh on it and just keep moving. So it's like, ha, yeah. I definitely remember when you didn't support me, and now look at you buying my merch at a show.
And y'all are artists too, so like everything can be put back into the music, which is cool. Like good or bad, it's going to translate to material. So I always say that to Four. I'm like, dang, you're going through a breakup? Man, do you want like a beat or something? I sneak those sad beats in his inbox so quick. I'm like, yo, just check those out when you get a chance.
Oh my God. Yo, I just want to throw this out there. This is a conversation for a different day.
Yeah.
But people need to understand that artists are human too. That's all I'm going to say to that.
Bro,
that,
yeah,
that
you know, I always say this to Four, bro. Artists like send cries for help through their music, and everyone's like, yo, that's so fire. How you like, that's you're so talking fire. About like suicide and stuff. You know what I mean? Yo, someone. Yo.
That is so true. That is so true. You're like, bro, I'm in deep pain. I need help. Everybody, yo.
Yo, that
dude,
beat
that
is fire,
fine.
Bro.
Yo. Then I hit you up. Like, you're fire, bro. Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
I think that's the general feeling, like, even listening to some of X's music, like, where people are like, oh, like, is this kid good? Like, especially with everything he was going through and doing. That everyone's like, all right, we care about him as a person. I think that's why it resonated, you know, good or bad.
Not only that, but like he was like really making a positive impact on a lot of different people's lives. Like when he passed, it was like the world. I don't say that the world stopped, but the world did stop.
Especially for an artist who like a lot of people be like, nah, man, people hate him. Like no one loves X. You're an outsider if you love him. But then when he died, everyone was like, you realized how many people he impacted, and that came out, and it took him dying for that to happen.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I don't know why, but the No Jumper video? The No Jumper video.
Which one?
The big riot that they had. It was, like, a huge one with, like, mad people.
That was crazy. That was a little...
nuts.
That was a little wild. Like, I saw it, and I was like, okay, so this is what No Jumper's doing. Okay.
Well,
that was all I did.
I was going to say the other thing is that you can understand, too, when people – because you think people can be lazy sometimes. They're not getting back to you, not working as quick as you want, not in your time. But like you said, Dante, like artists are humans, too. Like they're going through things in life. And I'll use like a direct example. Me and Four, when we first started talking to Levi and kind of building up that relationship, we had a record that we really wanted him to get on. And I hit him for it, and he was like – I hit him for a hook, and he's like, bro, give me a whole verse. Like, I want to do this whole thing, no problem. So
okay.
I was like, cool. We started working on some other records, and then Four's like, yo, I want to drop that, like, pretty soon. I was like, all right, I'll hit Levi. And I hit Levi. I'm like, yo, bro, like, do you mind? Let us know. Just give us a time range of when you'll be able to do the record. And he's like, yeah, sorry, bro, it's busy right now. Like, I'm going to get to it, though. Didn't work out. Another month later, still didn't come back. And then I learned later that Levi was going through like a crazy tough time with like college and like moving out and all that. And like we literally just caught him at the wrong time. But if I was not humble enough to be like, yo, he might be going through something, then I would have been like, yo, man, Levi, you're trash for not getting us the feature. Like what kind of a human being are you? But no, man, people go through stuff, and you gotta understand that and give them a chance.
Bro, it honestly, like, I saw this, I'm just relating this back to, like, this the shit I've been seeing on the internet now, but, like, on Twitter, like, I want to say, like, it was a couple months ago, a man, Stephen Xavier, who was on a record of mine, he was, like, he posted something like, oh, yeah, like, everyone thinks that, like, you know, just because you're an artist that you just need to write it down on a piece of paper, oh, man, you're sad, man. Would you just put your anger into a record? And I retweeted it and was like, oh, yeah, you know, damn, I can't believe that she broke your heart, man. That must suck. So get to that R&B record. I'm just like, fam, like, I'm hurt. Like, I'm not a robot. Like, I'm in pain. Like, I'm hurting. But, like, yeah, honestly, like, sometimes I have to remember that, because sometimes I'll be like, okay, like, get to the speed. Like, sometimes I know, like, I have a few past occurrences where I'll just be like, yo, you get into this record? Yeah, I got you. Okay. A week will pass. A week and some change will pass. Yo, you can take the trip. Yeah, I got you. Okay, no problem.
I got you.
I'll literally spam your inbox until I'm either A, blocked, or B, you just tell me, nah, I don't want to do it anymore. For the second Caleb Mitchell feature, 1,000%. Like, Caleb was like, oh, yeah, you don't have everybody done by mid-November. Perfect. Mid-November came and went. Yo. So, what's up? Jeez. He was like, yeah, I got it by this time. Okay, no problem. See, I'm pretty lenient, but like when you put in that much money into a feature, I'm just say that when you put in that much money into a feature, it's like, all right, bro, so you either robbing me or like something going wrong. So I didn't find out, but I pretty much assumed that he was going through something at home, because like literally like January came and he sent the feat, and I was like, all right, yeah, he was going through something, and I would just let it go. So other than that, but like, yeah, I just gotta remember that artists are definitely human. And I just can't like rush. I can't rush stuff, and I can't rush people.
Me and Forrest sometimes could be, like, oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, because someone could be waiting for a feature. I'm looking at the four features I gotta do that should have been done like a month ago and been done like a week ago, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not bad, bro. I'm just going through stuff. So I gotta be able to put myself in other people's shoes rather than just like push out content. Oh, okay, here we go. Rather than just be like, my bad, man. I was dealing with life. I got you.
Yeah. Me and Four always resort. Like, it's not good, but every time we deal with something like that, like waiting on people, we're always like, man, this is why we do everything ourselves. This is why
this is
like,
literally,
we don't
be
working with other people.
Yes,
and, like, that's not the right mindset to have. You just have to figure out which people you mesh with and which people work for you and with you.
Yeah.
But it's really easy to default to that whole, like, oh, screw everyone else mentality. I'm just going to do it myself.
It really is. It's probably the easiest thing ever, and it sucks because like after a while you start to fall into that too quickly, and then you find yourself being alone like really easily.
Yeah.
So it takes a lot of patience. That's all.
Big patience. That's definitely the topic of it. Well, I think we can kind of wrap up this topic for now. Do y'all have anything else to add to this? I want to kind of jump to a different conversation if we're good.
No,
you're good. You're perfectly fine.
Alright, we do a little debate to outro this. Best Cole album, Dante, go.
Oh.
And why?
Okay.
I'm gonna hit him with the Drake one after, too. We're gonna talk about this.
Best Cole album. Okay, so I'm gonna go with album. So I'm gonna start with... Alright, so we got Sideline Story came out first. And we got Born Sinner.
Yeah.
And we have, I think, 2014 Forest Hills Drive.
Yeah.
Then I think after that, someone correct me if I'm wrong, For Your Eyes Only.
Yeah.
And then we have KOD. Yeah. And then he said that we're getting a fall off this year.
Yeah, no mixtapes. Oh, we could do mixtapes if you want. Like,
No. If you do mixtapes, then that rank changes. So between those five, my personal favorite is between Boris Center and the Sideline Story, because like the Sideline Story just hit me a little different. Like that was when Cole like, yo, I just got signed, I'm Hope's prodigy, this, that, and the third, yada yada yada.
Dollar in a Dream, bro.
Yeah, the Dollar in a Dream 3 hit a little different. Crazy, but Cole's best project is probably 2014 Forest Hills Drive, just because of like the impact that still has today.
Yeah.
And the fact that was when, like, Cole was really, like, okay, like, I'm finding myself. I'm, like, kind of, like, moved back to my old neighborhood, this, that, and the third. And I'm just kind of like, okay, I saw the world already. I need to fix everything that's back home. That's kind of why everyone was like, oh, my God, 4 Your Eyes Only was so depressing. It was like, bro, like, it's a personal album. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, like, talking about leaving his mom alone, going through, like, the foreclosure and all that, like, dealing with it.
Yeah, personally. And then taking care of a daughter, like, that's, like, just, that's something deep to speak on. Like, you can't talk about, you know, like, hoes and everything else under the sun on that same album. Like, you're just talking about what's going on with life.
She don't want to be saved. Don't save
don't
her.
Don't save her.
Yeah.
that's cool. I respect that.
2014 Forest Hills Drive is probably the best album.
You said your second favorite is Sideline, right?
Oh, for, that's a personal favorite. That's, oh,
okay, okay. So ranked, that, that's ranked favorite, yeah. Ranked favorite would be 2014. You think that that's like the best, and then your personal favorite is probably Silent Story.
1,000%.
Yeah, I think that's dope. I think that's dope. Yeah. I'll say my I think his best is 2014 Forest Hills Drive. I don't think that's like disputable. Like as his best piece of work, especially because a lot of those records were from his mixtape era, and they didn't make the first album. So like you really got that vintage Cole, especially show Wet Dreams. So that was a crazy record.
Like, that no, was, like, no, nobody Cole. Knows the fact, not that fact either. That's the funny part.
It's so sick, man. Those records, like they definitely, that's like called waiting for the right time to let certain records shine.
Really is like I know I'll sit on records for like the longest and be like, when do I want to release this? And in the back of my head, I'm like, release all of them now.
Like, so my personal favorite, that's what I think is his best in terms of like an industry ranking best commercial project. But my personal favorite is Born Sinner, because especially off the title, bro. Like the title says it all. Like that was him going through what the industry wanted from him, what Hove wanted from him, what he wanted for his own music. He was still making commercial records because that's what the label was telling him to do, like that whole record about the crooked smile and everything.
Yeah.
But like I heard a lot of him going back and forth with himself on there as well, especially on like Runaway and even the title track Born Sinner, man. He's like talking about some struggles he's going through and remaining faithful and all that to his calling. It's just so crazy to me. So crazy. I think Forest Hills Drive is him taking you back to his roots and his upbringing and his story, how it translated. Born Sinner is like him right into the label, into the industry and what he's going through and the pain he feels from it.
Pretty much. I think Born Sinner is probably, matter of fact, now that I think about it, after how you just described it, Born Sinner and Silent Story definitely like tied for first.
So.
Because Born Sinner, because my older sister put me on to Nice Watch by Jay-Z, and I remember, like, I could not get that. That record might have been on loop in my phone for, like, hours on
Nice
loop.
Watch.
And then I heard, Born Sinner. I didn't hear it when it came out, but, like, a couple of months ago, I heard it later, and I was like, bro, how did I... Like, I was listening to very first track of the Illuminati, and I was like, bro, how in the hell did I not listen? Like, I'm like, how in the hell did I not listen to this when it came out? And I sat down and listened to the whole record, the
that
whole album.
That song alone is so underrated, bro.
Bro. So the production. Sick. I want to speak to everybody who touched an instrument on that record, bro. Like, that.
Yo, and we can't. Yo, we cannot. We cannot sit here and not talk about the Miguel record on there too.
Oh yeah,
Miguel. What's the name of that record again?
Power Trip.
Oh my gosh, bro! My friend and I—that was our favorite song, bro. We'd rip that going for drives. Like, to me, that's my favorite Cole record. Just
nah. You tweaking right
what?
There. Listen,
your turn.
I'm coming with something. I'm coming with something that probably disagrees with both of y'all. But 2014 Forest Hill Drives, yo, we all know it. That's his greatest album right now.
Yeah,
but in terms of the most impactful album for me, was actually the Sideline Story. Sideline Story. Listen, yeah. I wasn't really rapping a lot back then. And when I first listened, that was one of the first albums I actually listened to in full, along with 808s and Heartbreaks. But it was like a bus ride going to Chicago. And I had listened to it, and I was like, yo, this is crazy. But you know what's the greatest Cole song of all time? Stepped out in Barbados, cheese, eggs, and potatoes.
What?
On the beaches, my mom, and then we play those. Listen, that is, I don't care what nobody
this
says.
This man says, like, Workout's the best record. Listen, come on.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, no wonder he was popped. Oh, my gosh.
Bro,
good Lord.
Let me tell you something, bro. That song has stuck with me for life. Ever since I heard that song, I cannot get those lyrics out of my head. Yo, nobody's perfect.
Yo.
Nobody's perfect.
Let
hey,
me talk to
hey,
you. Lights,
come on,
please. Sideline Story. Lost
literally
Ones.
Sideline Story.
Never Told.
Sideline Story.
God's Gift. Breakdown. Do I need to go on? do I need to go on?
Nobody's perfect.
Hell, the what's his name? The intro to Dollar and June, where he's talking about him getting arrested. Like, what? The intro to that is perfect in itself.
So
like,
good, bro. But, bro, people hate on Cole for that debut album, and I don't get it. Maybe it's just before my time. I don't get it.
I don't know why we do that, but I personally disagree, and I think that that debut is hard. So
I mean,
anything Cole puts out is hard. So
do we want to get into the Drake debate? Will this guess?
Come on,
enemies really quick.
Come on.
I don't even know if I'm ready for this question, bro.
All I know is we're not getting another album like Take Care Again. I will leave it there.
No, we don't want another album like Take Care.
What are you talking about?
Okay, I don't care what nobody says. I'm coming with it. Here we go. All
right,
Listen, you're not gonna like what I'm about to say here. But I'm gonna say it because it's the truth. Listen, 2016 views.
Yeah.
Views.
That's Drake's best work.
Views. That was. Come on.
No.
Controlla. Oh my gosh. Keep the family close. Nine. Oh, come on, bro.
No, you can't, wrong.
Bro. That album hit my soul, bro. That album hit me.
I'll say this. Views. That album. Because I'm looking at the tracklist now. Because now you got me like looking. There were a couple records. I think like 5 to 7 records I really like mess with. Listen. There's like 5 to 7 records I really mess with on Views. Like Western Road Flows, Redemption, Hype, and Crazy. Definitely Views. Like that record, I could listen to that on
Food. Nine. Bro,
you know what it was though? It's not just the fact that it was Views. It's everything that was going around Views, bro.
You know, yeah,
everything going around Views.
Because 2016, that was like what? That was when like everybody was using like Drake's Vine. Like everyone was using that for Vine. So it was like,
there was a whole Kanye Jay-Z.
Oh yeah, there was Drake, that too.
That thing going on, as well as remember Drake was hyping up Views for like how many years? Yeah. Forever.
I think it was hyped up way too much. That's what Drake kind of had his undoing. Because Drake, we know, is the king of rollouts. He controls his audience and he tells them what they're going to hear. But he really did not deliver what he was kind of. Like, we got something better, I think, than
what he was trying to give us. What were y'all expecting out of Views?
Like a Jay-Z level, the Black Album. Like that's Thank what you. Drake was
there
trying
we go.
To say.
Oh, he potted. So, oh, he talking about.
So,
hold on.
Okay. So
that's what Drake
y'all
was
wanted.
Saying.
What did y'all want more? Like, okay, so Jay-Z level Black Album. So what did y'all want more? Like,
I wanted
rap
his
from him?
Ready to Die, his Life Before Death album.
I wanted Drake to sound like Drake, but more adult, if that makes sense. Like, okay, Keep the Family Close. Okay, fine. Nine. Okay, You With Me. I'm like, all right. Feel No Ways, I'm like, all right.
Feel No Ways is a record, though.
Come on, bro.
And Western Road Flows, I want to hear Mature Drake.
Okay,
are y'all ready for the answer?
Nothing was the same as his best project and will remain his best project till the end of his career.
You can definitely hang up the phone.
Nothing was the same.
Although, I have to agree with you, that is my second favorite Drake record.
That's my second, too.
That's my second.
All right, so Dante got Take Care.
Take Care. Just, yeah, man.
So how scared are you, Dante, if we get a Take Care too? Because that's a rumor going around right now.
No.
So.
Don't give it to me.
If we get a Take Care too, I need, like, the same. We're not gonna.
You need the weekend to go ghostwrite for Drake again.
This is exactly why we're not getting to Take Care too, because Take Care was Drake. Like, I'm adjusting to fame, but I got used to it now, and I don't know if I want to stop. Like, that was the Drake that was like, okay, like I see where I'm at, but I don't. He's dealing with a lot of different fame issues. He's still getting those late night texts about, yo, you want to come through the city tonight, this, that, and the third. Like, you know, just connecting with a man, you know, just so on and so forth. Nothing was the same as his first, realistically,
Drake,
like,
Drake
four
got
projects.
Robbed, right? Right before Take Care. When did he get robbed by his ex? Remember she set him up in the restaurant?
Got him robbed?
Huh?
Huh? You don't know that story?
I remember, yo, I was a little kid.
He talks about it on
kid,
the ride, not the ride, the record. Lord knows with Ross.
Yeah, he does.
Bro, was, what?
Yeah, go listen to it.
Yo,
that's
he checked her purse in the bath when she went to the bathroom for a knife or something like that.
Who knows what?
And he
she
talks
knows.
About it on is it 10 Bands? Dante, does he talk about that?
Or 10 Bands.
Yeah. He's like, yeah. Can't trust no one. Cause he, yo, four. So he was with a girl. Uh-oh. Right after Wayne signed him and everything, and people around the city knew that Drake was popping, and I guess he had known this girl before, one of his old affiliates, and they were at dinner, and she set him up outside after, got a bunch of dudes on Drake, and he got robbed, like, right as soon as he kind of got the clout.
Yeah. So I'm going through a phone, and she goes to the bathroom,
yeah,
and the purse
yeah.
right there.
Yeah,
I don't trust these hoes at all. He goes, that's just a result of me paying attention.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yo, he got robbed. That's what he's talking about on 10 Bands,
oh
too,
for. Oh, gosh.
Hey, I got to re-listen to it.
Yeah, I'm saying, that's why, that's another reason why Take Care, like, because we're not getting another album, like, Take Care again from Drake, because there's just so many things that just cannot be relived. Like, we're never... Like, come on, bro. We're not going to get another hit like HYFR. Like, I'm sorry. Like, that's, like, that's, like, top 15 Drake records. Come on. There's just so many hits on Take Care. Like, dude, that's, like, Take Care, I want to say, for Drake equals, oh, I might get killed for this. The Take Care for Drake equals Jay-Z's The Block album. Actually, no, I'll stand by that.
Yo, I was wrong, by the way. It is on If You're Reading It's Too Late, but it's on No Telling. He says, keep the blade with me when I go check a chick. Ain't no telling. There you go. You hear that? Drake's nervous by all these chicks because they're going to set up and get him robbed again.
That's why we...
Nothing was the same was dedicated to females. There was nothing
else.
Oh,
yeah. Come through, girl, you know we got things to do.
That hidden verse that was on All Me, All My, I think
oh,
I
yeah.
fuck you.
That version is so funny. Why didn't that make the album? Tell me why that didn't make the album cut.
I wish I could tell you. I love that record. I was like, why wasn't this on the regular album? Like,
that was when Sean was doing like the still breakout artist too.
He was popping, but like it was like, you can kind of brush him off your shoulder a little bit.
You saw the
and
way
that
he
verse,
commanded that verse though.
Yeah, that verse.
99 problems. Getting rich ain't one. Like I got trust issues. I'm sorry for the people I pushed out. I'm the type to have a
bulletproof condom and still gotta pull out. Yo, come on, man.
Sean.
Oh my god.
Crazy. Yeah. All right, so final list here. Top for Dante goes Take Care. Four says Views, and I Got Nothing is the same. Wow, we got three different. I guess that's what makes Drake a winner, because he captivates people differently, I guess.
I'm glad that nobody, none of us said More Life.
More Life
was not it. No, More Life was a big
fan
for me.
I cannot tell who is my friend.
I'm going to keep it a whole stack. I didn't even listen to More Life.
No. There's records of
More Life.
It wasn't the project.
Come on,
there's
man.
Records.
I smell, bro. George's Interlude.
How you hating on Do Not Disturb is one of Drake's best records
of
all time.
Do Not Disturb.
I literally listened to Free Smoke and Passion Fruit and turned it off.
Free Smoke is a classic, too, man.
Free Smoke.
Do we want to include
you one day star? I told you that I'm in this for eternity.
What about Scorpion? Scorpion is honestly probably my third favorite.
Oh, you shooting for some numbers there.
Wait, you don't like the Jada Smith disses? You don't like the Jada Smith diss?
No, I don't like the Jada Smith disses.
He's sad he lost the 17-year-old.
But do we want to include Care Package? Because
Care Package. 5 A.M. in Toronto is one of the hardest Drake records out, though. You can't even come at me with it.
Come on, Draft Day.
Johnny Manziel. Oh my god.
Classics for days.
How about now? James Money. The Motions.
Now?
Trust issues. Oh, wait. Hold on.
We're not including Care Package.
Oh, we're not.
Nah,
no.
That's like.
What? Those stuff spin out, though.
I mean, it is a Care Package kind of sort.
Nah, bro. I was listening to those on SoundCloud, bro.
I'll give you that. Maybe that.
They don't count.
Crazy. So far, so gone? I'm ringing that out. I gotta know.
Thank me now.
Okay, here we go. I'm here. Yeah. Houston, Atlanta, Vegas.
Do be hitting.
Yeah, oh, congratulate! I forgot all about that record. Wow! Congratulations!
No, underrated Drake track. Comeback season.
Oh yeah.
Comeback.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Okay, you can hate all you want, but in all those albums and mixtapes, whatever there we're just naming, he had records on every single one that we all were like, we probably knew every word to.
Oh, 1,000%. Yo, when I heard his Barry Bonds remix, I memorized the hell out of that so quick. That Barry Bonds remix is probably my all-time favorite.
Was he supposed to be on the original record?
No, he wasn't, and that's what kills me.
I know Jay-Z was supposed to be.
Oh, that's new for me.
Jay just didn't get to record it in time. That's all. Rip. I think maybe it was Ali couldn't get to the studio to get recorded mixed, but whatever. That's topic for another day.
It is.
Crazy. Well, dude, this was good. Thank you for coming on. We appreciate you joining to debate a little bit, talk about teams.
Also, Dante, appreciate you coming. And also, bro, sorry about the constant moving around of times.
Oh, you're good.
It's just hard to catch. Because Gray decided, you know, we do it right when I finish eating dinner after seeing the kitchen.
Okay, so. Public service announcement, everybody. Fortunate eats dinner at 10 o'clock at night. And then you know what he does? He hits me on FaceTime and goes, "How dare you schedule the call when I have dinner?" First of all, I tell this man every day at 11 o'clock in the morning, "Yo, we're doing the pod tonight at 9. And then he goes, "Oh, that's my dinner time." What do you mean?
He's dinner that late.
And then,
we've always eaten dinner this late.
And then I'm like, "Yo, all right, we'll start at 9:30. Oh no, you said 9:30. I call this man. He's scrubbing the dishes. He's like, "Yo, I'm gonna get there. Hopefully, all the dishes are clean."
Yeah.
Good stuff, though, boys. This is good.
Yeah, look, man, I appreciate it.
Appreciate you once again. This was episode 4 of the Ties Podcast. Talking about teams and building one with our special guest Dante Henry. DZH, plug your socials really quick.
Yeah.
No problem, sir. My bad, I was eating a Nutter Butter. So socials, Instagram, Twitter, Snap, if anyone uses it, SoundCloud is all Dante Zeron Henry. My name keeps getting slandered. I don't know why.
I saw that video.
So we're not. Oh my god, bro. Somebody a couple weeks ago in March, someone was like, this was in London, someone was like, "Oh, this track is called Regular Day and the artist is by DHZ." I was like, bro, like, what?
I can see why you picked DZH, because it's
easy. I was
like,
what the hell is that? It's not SZA, it's not DZHA, it's DZH, it's just DZH. So, you can find my Twitter, Instagram, Snap, all at Dante Zeron Henry. That's one word. And my artist name is DZH. That's 3 letters.
Fire.
Not too complicated, but yeah, you know.
Goated.
Fire.
Yeah. All
right. And Dante, what are the 2 tracks you want us to play?
2 tracks you want me to play? Oh, by me?
Yes, sir. I'm going to play Done Up no matter what, so just pick one track.
Okay, then you can play the one before that. It's called Introvert. Introvert, that's the one that's been getting a lot of love lately. Like, I don't know why, but like, Introvert's like that dance record that shows like I'm very versatile. It's just not like, oh, you know, I gotta rap to be the best. I'm trying to bar y'all out. Nah, I had fun. I can have fun too. Like, that's the one, like, yeah, I'm cool with that.
Fire, bro. Fire. Well, again, we appreciate it.
For real.
I can give you a little secret. Four and Dante, if you didn't pick it up earlier, already have a record that's gonna be out ASAP.
I was about to say, y'all let me know. I'm trying to get that record out and just like make it post and just tag the sucker on the bottom of it, and that's all. 1,000%. Just leave it, and just never delete it.
They know it's a diss record now. Jeez.
He won't be like, "Why are you tagging me in this?" I'll be like, "No reason. No reason. You know. That's all I have to say."
Yeah, you good. Check yourself.
Exactly.
Good stuff, boys. All right, well, signing out, it's Grayson, Fortune, and Dante. Thanks for listening, y'all. Catch you on the next one.
Yeah.
Too strong! Explain now!
He fused with Kami so he could become stronger.
The f's a Kami?
Basically God.
But I'm still here!
Do you really believe your own hype that much?
I am the hype!
Yeah, yeah. I'm a young man from up in North Jersey where both my jobs overwork me. Niggas who can't find a lane, always moving curvy. Sonics come clean towards me after doing me dirty. The thing is a true journey. I'm just giving praises to Jesus, putting the work in, cause he gave me my guidance when I was just worse than hurting. I have foes in project mode and I'll never please them. They told me I had goals, but I'll never reach them. So I put my enemies on hold and keep them myself. My heart is so damn cold that I could probably freeze hell. But I don't need to unless you come and give me a reason. I got angels fighting for me while I kill off my demons. If you turn your back on me, I'ma have to call it treason. Cause your opinion to me is what I don't have to believe in. Ain't no looking back, so let me keep it a stack. Don't ever tell me I should slow up and relax, and that's facts. Yeah, yeah, run it up. They been talking crazy like the streets is done. But I just stand by my back like I already won. They said that I'm going crazy, but I'm just having fun. They want a piece of the steak, but I already fit my team. I ain't sorry you late. Come walk a mile in my Nikes, you stepping and step politely. You wanted to come and try me, you wanted to come and find me. You winning is so unlikely. My flow has come on almighty. Treat a queen like Aphrodite. They keep on testing my psyche. But hold up, wait a minute, man. Hold up, I'm far from finished. Can't you see just how I'm winning? Don't speak and let this business, yeah. You speak about legends, my name is in the conversation. No time to sit back, I'm only focused on my greatness. I'd rather have my faith than to have it all. Cause he don't call to prepare, man, he prepares to call. I'd rather have my faith, man, just to have it all. Cause he don't call to prepare, man, he prepares to call. Yeah, look, run it up. They been talking crazy like the streets is done. But I just stand by my back like I already won. They said that I'm going crazy, but I'm just having fun.
Cause I'm tryna find a shawty who's gon' put it on me.
And normally I'm not with the words, but for tonight I'm not an introvert. So yeah. Strong with the pen, not your hair it again. And me and God wasn't good, so I struggle with sin. Shut my fears in a box, put them on the bin. Acting all buddy, buddy, no, we ain't kin. But it's back to the drink, so I let us in. And I saw you dancing with your friend. So I pulled you close, now I'm your friend. And we just getting started, so let's begin. And I pulled you close to let you know my niggas want me to turn up. I responded that I'm always busy, but if the ladies come and drinks is on us, I'm wondering if she'll miss me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Normally I just stay up in the cut, guard my heart and let no one get with me, but for the night I'ma show you love. I'm wondering how you'll kiss me. So strong with the pen that you hear it again. And me and God wasn't good, so I struggle with sin. Shut my fears in a box, put them on the bin. Acting all buddy, buddy, no, we ain't kin. But it's back to the drink, so I let us in. And I saw you dancing with your friend. So I pulled you close, now I'm your friend. And we just in Scotland, so let's begin. And I pulled you close to let you know that I did not come here alone. I see you dancing real close. I put your friend with my bro. I ain't worried about them, girl, let's proceed. Let's get another round like two or three. Shorty got good rhythm, that's on the beat. Now I'm thinking about the bed with you and me. Cause I'm liking how you moving, I'm loving how you grooving. I guess my point is proven. Now tell me what we do when my lips is on yours and your neck. I can pin you up against the wall. Cops, someone stepped in, what's next? I'ma hit your number for a call, I guess. So strong with the pen that you hear it again. The man got what's good, that's why I struggle with sin. Tie my fears in a box, put them on the bed. Acting on buddy, buddy, no, we ain't kin. Dancing real close, that skin on skin. All my thoughts too real, I can't pretend. I'ma pull you close, now I'm your friend. Don't talk and let this 7 minutes begin. For this time, you are mine, cause my niggas want me to turn up. I responded that I'm always busy, but if the ladies come and drinks is on us, I'm wondering if she'll miss me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Normally I just stay up in the cup.